so. That swabhavajam is automatically sahajam. Sahajam means that is spontaneous, which is irresistible. Swadharma is somewhat to be distinguished from swabhava. Swabhava is the becoming of your true self. Swadharma is the law of the development of that true nature. There is a movement, it is called bhava. There is dharma, means there is a law of that bhava. A plant is first of all to be put into the soil, and then it begins to grow. But it doesn't give flower immediately the very next day. There is a law of its development. So there is a bhava, swabhava, there is a law of, there is a kind of a movement. But that movement has its own law. It moves in a particular rhythm. So when your swabhava begins to develop according to the law of that development, that is called swadharma. You give to a child what you should give to the PhD student is wrong, because even though the child may have that capacity, in due course when he becomes, in his movement develops, at that given stage it is not according to swadharma. That which is swadharma for the child is what is appropriate to the child at that time. Therefore you have to find out for each one what is his swabhava and what is his swadharma. Everybody does not move at the same rhythm. That also is an important point. Different children have different rhythms with regard to different activities.
But is swabhava governed by the stars of a person?
Swabhava
changes swabhava of a person.
Swabhava is governed basically by what is put into you by the divine will. That's the basic answer. Now when you bring in the concept of a star, you are bringing a situation of the intermingling of swabhava with rajas, sattvas and tamas. This intermingling happens at a given time. That time is what is called muhurta in astrology. At that time, whatever stars are to be seen, they become a kind of a indicative graph as to when these two things have mingled at a given point. Therefore, if you see the stars' movements and you see the intermingling of these two, how they act and react, there is a correspondence. But even if you do not see the stars, and if you are a good psychologist, and if you see how the two things are mingled together, and if you know what is swadharma of that intermingling, then you can predict as to how it will move forward.
Remember, then where does yoga come into it?
The yoga is the conscious understanding and the effort to bring swabhava into operation as quickly as possible. There is a normal movement of mingling of swabhava with sattva, rajas and tamas. And there is so much of ignorance, there is so much of confusion. And this intermingling is a very difficult and very painful process. The yoga comes in to tell you that there is an intermingling, first of all. Most of our people don't even know there is an intermingling. We human beings normally don't know there are two elements in us. The element of real swabhava and the element of sattva, rajas and tamas, which is not your swabhava. We don't even know that the two things have been mingled up. A yogi comes to know that there is a mingling. then watches and finds out what belongs to Prakriti and what belongs to Svabhava. And then guides the individual on the basis of Svabhava. And therefore it follows that sometimes something may be more natural to you, you may be able to do more quickly according to Prakriti. But Svabhava, it may not be appropriate to your Svabhava. You may not be able to do things better. And yet Sri Krishna says, you go to Svabhava even if you are not able to do your things so well. Which ordinarily you will say, why do you do this? This child is able to do this very well in this. And you tell him, don't do it, and ask him to do something in which he is not so proficient to do. Why do you do that? Yogi's answer is that this mingling in him at present is not appropriate, is not fitting with each other. Therefore, in order to make the individual grow on his right lines, ultimately, you sacrifice even now his proficiency in this, allow him to grow into this, so that gradually that which is irresistible will come out. It will become sahajam.
So the yoga accelerates this
what happens? That's right, exactly. In fact, Vivekananda, when he was asked, what is yoga? He said, yoga is a process of acceleration. The very words he used. Yoga is the process of acceleration. That which normally takes a long time because of ignorance, because of our unintelligence, because of our adoption of mechanical means, we are not able to move fast. If you know things properly, then you accelerate the whole process. What is normally done in 10 years, you can do in 6 months.